Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A few weeks ago, we told you about a battle in Los Angeles over how to house the thousands of people experiencing homelessness in Skid Row. A judge recently ordered that the city and the county must offer housing to everyone there by October. And some supporters of the order say building more shelters is the first step in getting people off the streets. But others argue that's only a temporary solution. They want to see more efforts like Project Home Key, a California program that converts old hotels into long-term housing. Saul Gonzalez has visited some of these sites. He's co-host of KQED's statewide program, The California Report. And Saul, L.A. County filed an appeal to that judge's ruling. An appellate court has put the case on pause for now, but the debate continues about exactly how to house the homeless. Tell us more about this program and how it got started in California.
Project Home Key actually had an earlier iteration, which started last year during the early days of the pandemic, called Project Room Key. And Project Room Key was about renting hotel and motel rooms short term as a place where the homeless can go to protect them from COVID. But authorities quickly asked themselves, why are we renting these places short term when we can buy hotels, motels, vacant apartment buildings, renovate them, and put people into this kind of housing long term? So far, the state and local governments have acquired more than 90 properties. That's across California, about a third of them here in the greater Los Angeles area. And they hope to house just over 6,000 people in them.
You know what's interesting is I reported on Skid Row. I learned about the history of the area, that there was a time many decades ago when there were more hotels there and people were staying in these cheap short-term hotels as housing. What are the advantages of Home Key versus some of the other housing initiatives in California for the homeless?
I can answer that in two words, Tanya. Time and money. It is colossally expensive to build low-income homeless housing here in the Los Angeles area, like $500,000 a unit to get people into a room. And then it takes years to do it. So it's much faster to just renovate those and get people in. And it's also much cheaper, like more than 50% cheaper. I talked about these issues with Dave Grunewald. He's the vice president of a nonprofit housing company involved and renovating Project Home Key sites, and he was over the moon about its potential.
It is the most successful program to date in my 30 years of doing housing for homeless folks that I've seen, getting people directly off the streets immediately into decent housing. We were up and running in 3 months. This motel was up and running in 3 months, and then we were able to house people immediately. A typical affordable housing new construction project for permanent housing could take as long as 5 to 7 years to get up and running. And in the meantime, people are still living on the streets.
Okay, with everything, I'm thinking about the money for this. What's ahead for Home Key?
Well, the governor wants to spend billions of dollars more on purchasing new sites. He thinks there's huge potential here for Project Home Key. There are some concerns, namely, hey, along with that money, we need money to make sure that we can keep providing homeless support services like, you know, psychological counseling, anger management, drug addiction services. What would be terrible here, Tanya, is, you know, you take somebody off the streets of L.A. or San Francisco or Sacramento, that you move them into a motel or hotel for a bit of time. You don't provide those services long term. And where do they end up? Back on the streets.
Mm-hmm. This really brings up for me, though, how we started this conversation, because many homelessness advocates are having this argument over shelters versus this type of housing that you're talking about. On one hand, they're saying, hey, we need immediate shelter for people to get them off the streets, and shelters are a way to do this. And then others are saying we need to be thinking about some long-term solutions like Home Key. Is this the solution to California's homelessness crisis?
Well, is it the solution? No, because we got 150,000 plus homeless people in California. But is it a solution? Possibly. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, when you talk to the actual people moving into the Home Key sites, they are very happy to be there. One of the people I met who just moved into a Home Key project, which is run by a local group called the People Concern, is Veronica Marmion. This is what she told me.
When you're homeless, you become very humble. Very, very humble. So now that I'm here, I appreciate everything that they do. the room, I have a bed, I can take a shower. The little things that people probably just take for granted is like no big deal. It is a big deal for us. Even to wash our clothes. Now I have clean clothes all the time. I went through a lot of difficult times with just being in the street and just trying to find my way, and I couldn't do it. I knew I needed help. And if it wasn't for them, I don't know where I'd be. Because I've never heard of anybody helping the homeless like this. Because I used to dream of it and hope somebody would come and get us housing, but that was something that was in my head. And when I come in here, it feels so good to me. It feels really good.
Mm. Saul, what Veronica is saying is really powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just shows the need that is out there, and probably how the homeless crisis in the state is going to need to be attacked in a variety of ways. Project Home Key is one way. It seems to have gotten off to a good start, and we'll see what happens in the coming weeks and months and years.
That's Saul Gonzalez of the California Report for KQED. Thank you so much, Saul, for your reporting.
Thank you, Tanya. It's been a real pleasure talking to you.